92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Nothing is sexier to a woman than a hot computer programmer making all that dough, rolling around town in his badass automobile with Italian leather seats, sitting next to a dude that smells like bum pee.
What?
I'm of course talking about riding the bus. There's nothing sexier than a computer programmer who rides the bus. Am I right or am I right? And that's who's on the phone with us today. His name is Adam. He's a computer programmer who has a bus pass. And I point that out because he actually made his date pick him up for his first date. Her name is Robin, and that's the girl that he wants to call today. Adam, what's up? How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys doing?
Gosh, good. Adam, with all this sexy talk, I almost took my top off for you.
If only you had a webcam.
Where'd you meet the girl that you went out with?
Well, we actually met through a couple of mutual friends.
Okay.
They thought that we would get along because we're both kind of similar. They, you know, we both kind of keep to ourselves a little bit more introvert. You know, I work in front of a computer a lot, obviously. You know, you already made fun of me about that. They kind of set us up a little bit on the internet, and we were chatting on Messenger for a few times, and we agreed to set the date up.
The interesting part about your email to me was that you made her come pick you up because you ride the bus. You don't have a car, or?
Well, I don't have a car right now. I ride the bus because it's just, it works for my lifestyle right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't really need a car or a car payment or, you know, you got to pay the car note and the insurance, and I'm trying to save some money because, you know, I want bigger and better things, and I just don't really need a car right now.
I think that's really respectable. Was she, like, turned off by that, you think?
I don't think so. When we were talking, I didn't really get too much into it.
I think you're good. Anytime I've heard a woman talk about a guy who has to take the bus, they're always super impressed by it.
Hey, I dated a bus guy. It's fine.
You can laugh at it, but I mean, you know, there's a lot of people that spend a lot of money for a lot of cars that they can't afford.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm just saying.
Look at you, boy.
Yeah,
yeah,
cars.
I agree with you. I'm just saying it could be awkward for a girl when she has to pick you up for a date because you have to take the bus.
Yeah, and I can understand that. I mean, that's the one downside about not having a car is that aspect of it.
Yeah, right. But when she picked you up, how was the date? Was it good?
Well, when she got there a little bit early, I had made reservations, so we had a little bit of time to kill, and I asked her if she wanted to come in, of course, and I was still kind of, you know, getting on the tail end of getting ready, and she was kind of like a female me. And
hey.
How so? What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, she just was. I mean, she's into gaming a little bit. I like gaming. You know, we kind of talked a little bit about that, and she is also has kind of an IT job, which... Uh-huh. Similar to my job, she works on computers all day, but she was really cute and maybe a little bit out of my league, but hey, I wasn't going to complain.
So when you met her in person, you were actually impressed?
Well, yeah, if you know anything about the computer industry, it's not flooded with hot girls.
I can't imagine.
Really? Weird. I thought it was just models walking around everywhere on both male and female side of things.
Yeah, go figure that.
All right, so how did everything go, though, you know, when you guys actually went out on your date?
Well, she got to my place, my apartment, and I was kind of coming back and forth out of the bedroom and talking to her while I was getting ready. And then all of a sudden, I walked out, and she's like, "Do you have a cat?" And I said, "Yeah, he's probably around here somewhere. His name's Jasper."
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me a look of, a weird look. I don't want to say like a look of horror, but it was almost that. And she's like, "I'm allergic to cats."
Oh.
And I was like, "Yeah, okay, well, let's get out of here. I'm ready to go." You know, I was putting my shoes on. She's like, "No, I'm just not really feeling very well." And she said she had to go, and she had to go take some medicine or something. And,
oh.
And she took off.
How serious was this cat allergy?
Dang.
I don't know. I mean, she looked pretty serious, but, you know, fast forward 5 days, and, you know, I text her to make sure she was all right, and she hasn't responded, and I don't want to be all creepy and, you know, keep texting her and calling her, but I asked our friends that set us up, and, you know, they said she's coming to work, but Wednesday after about the date, or I guess the lack thereof, she's not really talking about it.
So do you believe her with the cat allergy that it's that severe? And
well, I mean, she looks serious. I don't know why she would have a reason to lie to me.
I'm just saying, like, if you had that severe of cat allergy, you'd probably be used to asking people before you entered their home whether or not they had a cat.
Or bringing your medicine with you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I never really dealt with anybody who had a cat allergy. I don't really know the protocol.
All right. So you haven't heard anything from her since that experience?
Nah, that was it.
Okay. Maybe she did make it up. Any idea why she would make that up?
I don't know. Maybe she didn't like my face.
She's like, yeah, man, I'm actually allergic to your face. Sorry. All right.
You know, what can I say? That's why I emailed you guys.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
All right, cool. Thanks.
Okay, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
A lot of people that listen to the first part of today's second date update might think the girl that we're about to call should be ripped for probably faking a cat allergy to get out of a date. Adam, you know, you said that she went over to your house and she saw that you had a cat and kind of freaked out and got scared and left. And then she showed up to work the next couple days because you guys have mutual friends that are coworkers. I think she should be commended for obviously getting deathly ill from the cat and then getting like a blood transfusion and still managing to make it into work the next day. I think that's very impressive. And she definitely didn't lie to you at all, Adam.
You guys don't think that she had a cat allergy?
I think you're just catching on to that, Adam.
Yeah.
No, I don't think she had a cat allergy.
Oh,
if you're just
buddy.
Tuning in for the second date update, that's what happened. Adam met this girl named Robin through mutual friends. She came over to his house to pick him up for the date because he doesn't have a car. She saw his cat and then said she had a cat allergy and hasn't talked to him ever since. But we think maybe she made it up just to get out of the date because we've heard of things like that happening quite a bit. All right, Adam, I'm about to get her on the phone and find out if the cat allergy is real, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Robin, please?
Yeah, this is Robin.
Hey, Robin, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a morning radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
A morning show? What do you mean?
It's a radio morning show, you know? We play a bunch of really bad music and talk in between it.
Why are you calling me?
So we recently got an email from a guy named Adam.
That's weird. Why?
Because you guys recently went out on a date and now you won't call him back. It's a segment we do called the Second Date Update. We do it on our show all the time. Adam told us that you guys met through mutual friends and that you were supposed to go out on a date, but right before you guys were about to leave his house, you said you had a cat allergy and then left.
That's true.
Okay, we're all...
It's a story. I don't know what else you need to know. That's what happened.
Okay, well, we're all speculating that maybe you were lying about the cat allergy. Is that true?
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't have a cat allergy.
I don't know about that.
So, did you lie about it?
You can tell us.
I don't think I want to talk about it, you guys.
Oh,
but why
on.
Would you leave right then and not even give him at least the effort of just one date?
I had a good reason. Just let's leave it at that, okay? I just want to move forward and forget about it.
Well, can you just tell us a little something? I mean, we talked to Adam. He seems like a really nice guy, and he's just kind of confused.
Creepy.
Did you say creepy?
Creepy, believe me, creepy.
Whoa.
This phone call is creepy or Adam is creepy?
Good question.
Adam is creepy.
What did he do that was creepy? You barely spent, what, like 15 minutes with him?
It was enough. 15 minutes too long.
What did he do?
He took this box out and he said he wanted to show me something. It was in his closet. And he had a drone in it.
Okay.
And then he starts showing me like the stuff he's like the footage that he took, you know, via the drone.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out, like, his personal hobby, when he's not at work, he just, like, spies on his neighbors.
What?
Like, he's stalking his neighbors?
No, not really stalking. Just observing them, like, their daily habits. And, like, he got really excited when he showed me one family because he said they eat spaghetti every Friday night. So, like, how does he know they eat spaghetti every Friday night? He's been observing that. And he was just cracking up like a little kid. And I found it so creepy and so off-putting. And I thought of the first excuse I could to get out of there. I just told him about my cat allergy.
That is strange. And you're sure the footage isn't just, like, on accident? I'm just hoping that it's like he's out practicing flying his drone and he happens to be by a house every Friday.
No, because he has footage ongoing. Ongoing. And he was cracking up. Like I said, he knew that one family ate spaghetti on Fridays. I think Tuesday nights, another family, or maybe it was the same, they have tuna fish. It's like, this is how all he does. He goes to work, maybe he works from home, and he does this. That's
so he
it.
Flies his drone around the neighborhood filming his neighbors.
Yeah.
And what's weird is that he doesn't realize that it's abnormal, because if he did, he wouldn't show you the footage.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, but I mean, it's just even weirder. It's just, it weirded me out. I don't want to talk to him ever again. I don't want to see him.
Yeah.
I got a weird feeling.
Yeah, he's a pretty sneaky guy, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, creepy. Yeah.
He's actually on the phone listening right now. That's how sneaky he is. And he wants to talk to you. Yeah.
He is not on the phone. No way.
Yes, he is.
Hi, Robin.
Oh, my God.
Well, I've been listening to the whole conversation, and I kind of showed you that footage in confidence, and I didn't feel the need to expand too far on it. That's not my hobby. That's another business.
What?
It's another business?
Wait, taking creepy videos of people in their homes while they eat dinner is your business?
No, it's not a creepy video business. It's me and a friend of mine got contracted a while back to create a new app that would expand upon something like Google Maps to get better aerial footage of different neighborhoods. And we started in one geographic neighborhood. And yeah, I think it's funny that family eats spaghetti every night, but I could really care less what they're doing. We're trying to map the entire city.
Wow.
I don't know if I believe you.
Well, I mean, there's nothing to believe. I mean, it's an app that's been in development. I'd be more than happy to show it to you, but you kind of sound off-put anyway. That's not it's not a creepy kind of thing. We're literally trying to map the entire city, so that we can move to another city and start mapping that city with better views, with better aerial views. I wasn't trying to show you something that I have a weird hobby of peeking in people's backyards. I don't care what people do. I'm trying to make my life better. That's why I ride the bus.
You sound so defensive. You didn't explain this to me when you're showing it to me. So, you know, I don't quite feel so comfortable to believe all this.
Well, the reason why maybe I sound defensive is because you lied to me about being allergic to my cat and just took off and didn't respond to text messages.
I guess that is a good point. Why didn't you just respond to him and tell him what's going on?
Because I told you guys already, I didn't want him to come to my neighborhood and start taping me. I didn't want to antagonize him. I'm a woman. You shouldn't question why I don't text back a man. My security.
How dare I?
Yeah. He lies on people. And it's creepy for him to say, why didn't you text me back? Because I don't like you. I don't want to see you again.
To be honest with you, I mean, you're a good-looking girl on the outside, but you're not very good-looking on the inside.
So
don't flatter yourself.
You know what? Again, I need to
your
go.
Neighborhood,
but the
and
point
take
is, a woman's protecting herself,
backyard.
And she's told she's not attractive, you know, because of that. And that's just like classic misogyny. So you're not the kind of guy I want to be around. Plenty of men get it.
Kind of
you
thing.
Don't. Let's move on.
Well, I don't want to be around liars, I guess.
Good. Then you don't want to be around me, because I lied about my cat allergy, and I would do it again.
I don't. I'm over this phone call. Thanks, guys. I appreciate your help.
Oh, my. That escalated really quickly.
And this whole time, all I can think about is there's going to be a new map that's super creepy and shows people in their houses out there.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever used Google Maps?
Yeah.
All the time.
Okay, well, this is a better version that is probably going to get bought out by Google.
Well, congratulations. You'll be a rich billionaire, but you'll be all alone. Congratulations.
Whatever.
Well, I guess, I don't know. I obviously shouldn't ask the question, but I guess I'll ask it anyway. Robin, would you like to go on a second date with Adam? I'll pay for it.
No, thanks.
All right, you can pay for it yourself. I don't want to do the whole, like, hey, male should pay thing. You can pay for it yourself if you want.
Screw you. I know what you're doing.
I'm asking if you want to go out with him again.
Yeah, she's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got it. Mm-hmm.
We both work with computers. The reason why I showed you any of that was because I thought you'd be into it. I thought you'd think it was a cool project.
You think it's a cool project to videotape your neighbors and get off on that? I don't think so.
Well, first of all, it's not videotape. It's digital video, and I don't get off on it.
So there.
Well, Adam, can I see some of it? Because I might get off on it.
Broken Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592. That guy sounds simply adorkable.
Oh, my God.
I'd go on a date with him. Talking about today's second date update. If you missed it, a lot of people are claiming that the guy is just straight up creepy on our text message board. His name was Adam, and he wanted to call a girl named Robin and find out why he wasn't getting a call back. Well, it turns out while they were on the date, he said, "Hey, I want to show you some pictures and stuff from my drone." So he flies his drone around his neighborhood and wanted to show her pictures of the neighbors.
Yeah.
And videos that he's gotten of them, like, eating dinner and stuff.
Oh, man.
And he said he was working on it for research for an app that he's going to be creating.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't.
She said it was just creepy because all the pictures and videos were of his neighbors, like he was spying on them with his drone.
And he didn't explain the business app part of it until way late in the game.
Yeah.
You know? Right? What do you expect a person to do?
I don't know what to believe, really.
Yeah. So, turns out she thought he was creepy and did not want to go on another date
with him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that want to date him, though.
Yeah,
I think that they see potential in this man.
They could just sit around all day long and spy on the neighbors, see if maybe you can catch them naked doing some stretches or something. It's fun. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.